It's a strange feeling, having the lifeblood sucked from your veins. The best part was the beginning. We made love until I was completely spent, and then Carolyn drained me. Not like in the movies with the swooning and all. She just nicked the artery on my arm with a sterile scalpel and quickly fastened her mouth there to catch the blood that bubbled up. It's incredibly sensual, but also a little terrifying, even when you love and trust the person doing the draining. Your body knows that harm is being done to it and panics. Adrenaline surges, heartbeat increases, and all the primitive parts of the brain tell you to fight, to flee, to preserve yourself. It's like drowning in slow motion. When she finally decided to do it, Carolyn gave me a few days' warning so I could switch back from the night schedule I'd been on and say my goodbyes to the light, like an interview. Though I'd always been a night owl, I did my best to make those last days count. I remember I gorged myself silly on all my favorites, since I knew that food was going to be one of the main things I'd miss about being human. I took the time to walk the streets and parks, lie on the fresh grass, and feel the sun on my face, and save up memories of sunrises and sunsets. I still remember them all. I went down by degrees, feeling lightheaded, then dizzy, then to that transcendent threshold of numbness where nothing exists but a single moment, stretched out to infinity in all directions. Just as my heart began fluttering, Carolyn opened her own vein and fed me from herself. My next memory is waking up to find Carolyn cradling me in her arms. She smiled down at me and brushed a bit of sweat-plastered hair off my forehead. I felt wonderful, aside from a little fogginess, but that wouldn't last. Nothing in Carolyn's clinical descriptions or any of the magical, beautiful scenes of my books and movies had really prepared me for what I was in for. For 2 days, I alternated between hugging the toilet, vomiting up the entire contents of my stomach, even the acid, and sitting on it with chronic diarrhea. My body was being emptied, Carolyn explained. I had a fever, chills, muscle spasms and aches in places I hadn't even known I had. When I slept, I had horrible, vivid nightmares, which made me extremely cranky when I was awake. Through it all, Carolyn only left my side to get water for me or some blood for herself, and even these she tended to do when I was sleeping. She never lost patience with me, no matter how much I complained or needed. As the virus invaded and reprogrammed every cell of my body, burning all of my fat for energy, I was glad to be overweight for once. Carolyn explained that creation is even slower and more painful for people without excess fat to burn. I can't imagine that, since my pain was enough to reduce me to tears on several occasions, and that was with Carolyn feeding me from her veins to further ease the process. I even spent 2 days in a bath of ice water when my fever threatened to boil my brain. It's literally like being reborn, only this time with an awareness of every forming limb and squeezing down the birth canal. I couldn't have survived without Carolyn, my lover, my mother, and my nurse, my creator. After the bathtub, the worst was over. There were still many days of aches while my loose flaps of skin tightened up around my new frame and my muscles cramped with the conversion to a higher concentration of fast-twitch fibers, but Carolyn's company made it bearable. Her blood was the flavor of life to me, her words gospel, her love the very air I breathed. "My baby," she would say, kissing me and holding me close. "My sweet, beautiful boy." I was a vampire. I was utterly hers. But was she really mine? The entrance hall is one of the house's most impressive areas, with its gold-veined marbled floors, medieval tapestries, and stained glass windows. Carolyn and I and the house staff were lined up on one side of the entrance hall's emerald runner, opposite the guards. The maids wore peasant dresses that looked like something you'd see on tavern wenches at a Renaissance fair, hunter green with brown aprons and corsets designed to enhance their cleavage. Ash, at least, still got to look like a soldier. He and Wilkes and the other house guards were at attention, outfitted in something that resembled a marine dress uniform. Olive drab jacket with gold buttons and rank insignias, dirt brown trousers with a gold stripe, and a marine dress cap in the same colors. Sebastian paced in